The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The most unique NBA podcast is out on Odyssey. Heat Check with Trista Crick is funnier, edgier, and more insightful than wherever you're getting your NBA entertainment from.
And the multiverse of madness. Is there a alternate universe where he plays with Embiid? Is there an alternate universe where he gets skinny? I don't know. Is there an alternate universe where Kyrie Irving gets vaccinated? Multiverse of madness.
Heat Check with Trista Crick can be found on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your favorite podcast.
So, with Kevin Durant's request for a trade looming over the Summer League, I was hoping that we could find a way to touch on this. I was only going to ask it if it came up organically. But I am curious about older players and how they think about just movement as a whole. Guys asking out from their teams with lengthy durations left on their contract. So he brings up trade requests happening in the newspapers. And I thought, okay, I'm going to jump immediately on this. What came next, though, was a lot more than I anticipated and a shocking admission about Jerry's time with the Lakers.
There's so many obstacles today. A free agency. You see it reading the paper, I demand to be traded.
What do you think about that?
Well, it's awkward because today players have so much, they have so much power. You know, they're partners with the NBA, and there's a great relationship with her. But unless I had, I'll use myself in career. There was one time in my career, I played 14 years all with the Lakers. There was one time in my career because somebody told me something that wasn't the truth. And this person who happened to be the owner of the team, I never forgave him. This is when I was a player. And I really felt like it was, why lie to me? I don't lie to you. Again, I came from West Virginia, and you sort of rely on, well, they brought up very awkwardly, but you trusted me. And this was one of the things that, if I would have been a free agent, I would have left for sure. But I'm pretty loyal in terms of, if you work someplace where it's fun, ownership is great, it really, it's fun to get to know the people there. You try to make it a family-like atmosphere. Go around and say hello to everyone. And I've learned some incredible lessons in my life, by the way, about people. Something from being around, particularly the Lakers, when they moved from the old sports arena, which is no longer here, but to the Staples Center. I used to go out and visit everyone in the morning after an incident happened at a retirement party. And I just felt that, you know, these people who are behind the scenes and don't give any credit, they never get any credit. They're in hidden faces. But they're so proud of their job. And I've often said, no matter how menial a job is to someone, that's the most important thing in the world. And I'm a softie, very much so. I love people. I will do anything for people. And particularly people I'm working with. And there's a limit.
Yeah.
There's a limit you can go.
For sure.
But once I feel like no one appreciates anyone, I'm not going to be there. I'll walk away.
What did they lie to you about?
Well, this was over a salary. We had no agents then. This was over a contractual thing. And I said to myself, what will lie to me when I knew that people paid to see me play? I knew they paid to see the Lakers, but they had some great players with them. So they were just out and out lost, is all it was.
About what you were worth? About,
yeah,
as
absolutely.
A, in terms
but again,
of-
there was no way to determine that. Then today, there's a way to determine that. No one knew the salaries. The agents knew all the salaries today. And that's when free agency, and I was part of that, first started. And I wish I would have had someone to represent me, but owners wouldn't even pay attention to the agents. And today they're very powerful.
Yeah, they are.
And they negotiate contracts with players. I look at it and I say, I wouldn't pay that player that much money. And it's not disrespectful.
Yeah.
But once you overpay someone a lot, invariably is somebody on the team a lot better than that person, but you have to pay that player more. And it's one of the problems I have. No player should be underpaid. None. Not one player should be underpaid. And in negotiating, to me, the players should feel like they end up winning. You find the number, it's close to it, pay the guy. Loyalty means everything to me. And I learned it because an incident in my life. Yeah. Really started. And particularly, I was an all-pro player every year. I was kind of an at-purpose player. And that really bothered me a lot. And it made me, probably helped me as an executive more than anything I was not ever going to undertake anyway. And not even, if there was $50,000, that $50,000 in was a lot of money. If there was $50,000 left, working with Jerry, late Jerry does, we gave it to the players.
Yeah.
And so it created a better environment. The players were always great there. We hadn't, then we every once in a while you get a player that really didn't fit in. But still you had to embrace him. And hopefully he could change by being around great people. And I still believe that the people we work with have that same ability to come there and then to quiet, soft-spoken, reserved, draw them into conversation. Make it fun for them because there's a lot of pressure on you to win.
In part two, it's so good. We're going to discuss more about his time with the Clippers. He mentions what team he thinks is the best team of all time, and that's not the Bulls. None of the Bulls rosters he believes is the best team of all time. He discusses how he would build a roster around LeBron James. His unvarnished opinion on winning time. If you liked part one, part two might be even better. It's a doozy. That's all the time that we have for this episode of The Heat Check. We'll be back later this week with a regular episode. And late this week, part two from Jerry West. Do not forget to download and subscribe and follow us on TikTok @ThisHeatCheck and Trista Crick.